Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Tammy Preaches, and today I'm going to be gisting you guys about my experience with lube. Okay, so normally, yeah, this was way back, okay, so, but I just want to gist you guys because actually I just remembered the story today and I've been dying of laughter, okay. So, this was back, you know, when I was in school. I, you know, met this guy, cool vibes, went to his place, you know, we're talking, everything, we're all happy. And then, you know, we're ready to do the do. Hello? So obviously he got a condom because me, I'm all for safe sex. So he got the condoms now. He put on the condom. I tried to sit on it. It couldn't, you know, it didn't work. He tried to put it in, you know, it couldn't fit. We're trying different styles, yeah, to make that thing enter, but it didn't enter. So he was like, okay, let's try lube. But to be honest, yeah, I was actually quite dry because the foreplay was not even kubosi. But you see, that thing, I was ready to sit on it because it was big. So I was just like, you know, foreplay is shitty. This one cannot be shitty. At least, even if it's shitty, I will make it not shitty for myself. Do you get it? So, you know, he got the lube. Put it in my vagina, and you know, we're trying to still make it fit. It wasn't fitting, but at least it was trying to, but it still wasn't. I swear, it still wasn't. After a while, I started feeling I was smelling something roasting, like roasted chicken. I was like, is someone cooking something down there? Someone cooking something in your house? What's the smell? Now, it's not a house yet. It's student accommodation, yeah, obviously. In fact, it's student accommodation. He has his own toilet, but he's sharing bathroom. So there was no bathroom in his room, just toilet. But like, obviously, you know when you share the kitchen. So I was finding something, you know, something roasted and nice. I asked him. I was like, is anybody cooking anything? He was like, nah. I was like, oh, okay then. What's that? I'm feeling hot. And you know how in England, obviously, there's no air conditioners in the, like, room and everything. But this was even during winter. So I was just like, ha, I'm very hot. My vagina starts feeling, you know, tingly. And I'm like, Tammy, don't look down. I'm trying to compose myself. Because, you know, obviously, I'm not trying to react because... You know, I'm at somebody's place. I'm not trying to make a big deal. My vagina is just misbehaving. Just having one of those days. But I promise you, nobody told me to. I flew up. I screamed. He was like, what's wrong? I said, my vagina is hot. And then he was like, what's going on? And then he was like, I was like, what's in the lube? And then he was like, oh, shit. He said it will sting a little. And let me tell you, yeah, this boy's an idiot. The lube will sting a little. This boy, you know when you're packing your blessings and pouring it somewhere? That's how he was pouring the lube. You know, to get it proper lubricated. And I mean, I was just there receiving the anointing. You know, as I was pouring the lube, I was just there saying, yes, hallelujah. But anyway, I was thinking, I was screaming, my vagina is hot. I screamed, I went to the bathroom. Now, mind you, he doesn't have a bathroom in his room, so it's a toilet. Now, the toilet sink is opposite the toilet. There is no bailer, okay? I am stretching my hand to the toilet tap. Yeah, the tap is running. Tap, I'm pointing to my vagina directly. Now, obviously, his floor is wet, but fuck that shit. My vagina is on fire. I am pouring in my vagina. I'm literally like, oh my god. And I'm pouring, I'm adding tissue, dabbing on it, you know, everything. It's still not working. You know, it felt like somebody put a bonicky bomb on my vagina and I'm just, you know, trying to suck my life out, you know. No, I was just like, is this my punishment for trying to, you know, do the do when I'm not married? Oh my word. It was crazy, to be honest. I was just like, waiting, bring my leg come here, honestly. Like this was a real Nami fuck up moment here. But you know, Timmy does not learn. I was like, okay. We put water. It was just there singing sorry. You know, it felt like a background song. Imagine the air, water is running, that's a beat, yeah. And I'm screaming, oh my god. Now imagine someone in the background saying sorry. You know what? I'm going to do that. Biola, be saying sorry, okay? I'm going to be saying, oh my god, okay? Say sorry loud so that I will hear you, okay? 1, 2, 3, go. oh my god, 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 oh my. You could have sex to that playlist. Literally. It was crazy. And okay, finally my vagina settled, okay? And now, you know, I finally accepted fate. I went back to the room and I was just like, that was crazy. And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, do you want to try again? I was like, you know what? Yes, I want to try again. So he put on a new condom, obviously. And then I tried to sit on it. He tried to sit on it. I said he tried to sit on it. He tried to put it in. It still was not working. I was just like, you know what? Let's call it a day. Let me go to my house. I've already had enough experience today. While I was walking home, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But now, imagine, the weather is very cold. I have something like rub under my vagina. Imagine the kind of special breeze I was receiving on my way home. That breeze was making me feel like I had wings. Ah, it felt... Oh, Jesus. I was... And it was like a 5-minute walk home. So it wasn't bad yet, luckily. But... Oh, wait. Five ten. It wasn't bad. But it was bad. The weather was freezing. My vagina is on some rub sheets. My, you know, my face. Obviously, I have my hoodie and everything covered. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, obviously, you're feeling that wind. And I don't think I even wore trousers, to be honest. You know, at points, man, I think I wore a skirt. Yeah. So I wore a short dress. And see, yeah, winter, I don't really get cold during winter. Because I like, I still wear short things. I like it, yeah. But this time, huh. Oh, my leg. Oh, leg gone. It was a real difficult task. It felt like... That was my punishment for fornication that I did not even commit. I did not fornicate. I did not do anything. I wanted to, but it was bad. It was very bad. I went home. I stayed at home. Next day, of course I had thrush. It's like that kind of lube. I just went home to just pray. You know when you just went, go home, just set yourself, balance. I went home and balanced. I just... said, wow, the lube gave me thrush, obviously, but you know, thrush is something you just take antibiotics for some days. But that was a big name. I learned that, man, since then, I've just been staying on my lane, doing my thing, telling God thank you. Thank you for making me survive that night, okay? Because it shall not happen again. I'm a good girl now. I'm a very good girl. I'm a good girl that would not use a lube that would stink me. Nah, that episode was bizarre. I don't even know, literally. I think I blocked his number, self. I blocked it. Because that kind of bad vibe is serious now. Imagine. Now, listen, this guy was hunky, hunky, hunky. I mean, he was tall. When I say tall, I mean like 6'5 tall. He was very good looking, bald guy, nice dentition, beautiful lips, sumptuous. He was, you know... He wasn't skinny. He wasn't fat. He was just fit. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He was just... But very boring, nigga. Forget. You know what I mean? I was just like... He was actually very boring. No, he's not the best host, honestly. But, yeah. Nothing worked out. Nothing did work out. Nothing worked out. I went home, rested, called it a day. You see, yeah. Before you use lube, my people, make sure you read it. Read it. Want to find out, does it give a boniki balm effects? Does it give normal effects? You need to find out, please, for safety, especially because these things can change your pH balance, can go off. You know, my pH balance went off, and I thank God it came back to normal because I sorted it out. But some ladies don't realize because obviously, you know, you can't be that observant. If you're not that observant, you'll notice that, okay, something is off because it doesn't smell. No, no, it just itches. And sometimes it does not itch you, yeah. But you just know your body. I just know my body, to be honest, because it didn't itch me. I just knew. So yeah, that was it. A lovely event that I would never forget. Very memorable because, oh God, I have never felt so cold in my life like that day. I was freezing. Like, you know how your vagina is meant to keep you warm? Honey, baby, I didn't got you cold. But oh well. Thank you guys for listening. Come check out my next episode of Tame It Preaches where I'm giving another gist, story, or tips. Like this and subscribe. Thank you.